How's doing, bud?
Got your Bibles. Let's go back just where we ended last week, and then we'll move to another verse and deal with another thought. But go with me to John chapter number 12 and verse number 31, 32. We are studying a word. We're doing a word study here on Wednesday night for about 4 or 5 weeks. And it may take longer than that because I may really get into this thing deeply. It may take a little while. By the way, son, why didn't you preach all that message? That's a good preacher, wasn't it? Amen. Proud of both you and your brother. What great men of God y'all become. And so young. And I love to have your hair and I love to have your voice. She says, well, I knew you love to have his hair because I don't have any. And I sound so squeaky with my voice. Y'all know that. John chapter 9, a little bit like Oliver Green. Anybody heard Oliver Green? He squeaks like I do. John chapter number 12. I want to go back and just read the verse, say a couple things, and take you to another one. The Bible said, Jesus, this is Jesus, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, he's signifying, we'll show you here in a moment, will, not maybe, not might, draw all men unto me. I like that. That word draw means pull, attract. And there's nothing, even though the cross was brutal, horrific, there's just something about the cross that draws men to him. Hell scared me. And I was scared to death to go to hell. But hell's not the reason John Smith saved tonight. John Smith saved tonight because of an old rugged cross. And because of somebody that died there. And the goodness of God worketh repentance. Somebody say amen right there. But I'm talking about drawing all men unto me. Now let me ask you a question. If he said, if the Son said, I'm going to draw all men to me, could the Father say anything else? So when the Father says, I'm going to draw people, was he talking about elect? A small group? I want all y'all to know the atonement of Christ was not limited in its availability. It's only limited in its application. And what that means is you've got to receive the blood atonement to be saved, and you've got to trust Christ to be saved, or you won't get saved. Somebody help me preach. And for a bunch of intellectual people, they say they're intellectual and they're smarter than all of us. They say he only died for a small elect. And they only shed his blood. Then let me ask you something. How do you know you want them? How you know? Hey, Tim, how you know? How many kids you got? Five? So, how you know all five kids are the elect? Hey, Colton, how you know your little baby's the elect? Somebody help me. I'll be honest with you, you won't know till you die. But that contradicts what God said. Because God said that you might know that you pass from death unto life. If he just died for a certain group, how you really know he died for you? Oh, I know what the Calvinists say. Well, you'll come to a place of lordship or holiness and you'll be a super saint. I'm sorry to say you. This to you. I don't want to burst your bubble, but there ain't none of them in here. I see them daily. I die daily. I deal with this flesh every day. I'm a mess most of the time. But I'm thankful for the redeeming blood that draws all men to Him. Now I'm going to go to a second verse. This is one of the Calvinists' favorite verses. They don't. It might be their favorite verse, but it's mine too. Go to John 6:44. And I want to go into this word draw, Brother Jeff, a little further. And I've got a lot of preaching tonight. I want to give it to you tonight. John 6 and verse number 44. No man can come to me. Jesus speaking. But Jesus just said in John 12 that when he died, he drew all men to him. But let's look at the Father's responsibility. No man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. Now, not only does the Son have a work in your drawing and the alluring of your soul and bringing you to redemption, but the Father does also. Now, Chad, I'm having a rough time just to know where to, how to dive and where to dive. I want to say something. Well, then how does he draw, Chad? This is a great and interesting question, and one we need to answer. Now, the Calvinists say this, and I'm going to deal with this. Well, you can't come to Christ because you're dead. And you can't place faith in Christ. Impossible, because you're dead. And a dead person, a corpse, can't move, can't hear, can't see, can't talk. That's what they preach. Here's what they preach. Here's what I preach. I preach in total depravity. We're all wicked sinners. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a far difference between total depravity and total inability. Total inability means you can't come. Total depravity simply means you're lost, you're undone, and you cannot save yourself. You need someone to come and save you. Y'all with me? How many understood the two words? Now, we got to do something. Brother Coffey, I got to do something. I'm going to do this. Well, then, what does it mean, Handler, to be spiritually dead? That's what we got to define. Does that mean I'm like a like my dad's corpse? Is that what it means? What's it mean? If that's true, if I'm like a corpse, then yes, I need a resurrection before I can place faith. But ladies and gentlemen, that isn't what it means. How many of y'all like for me to prove that? Two of you. I'm going to do it anyway. This may take a while, okay? Y'all okay over there? Johnny Drott, you okay? Hey, some of the family, some of your family here, I feel sorry for y'all. No. Turn with me to Genesis. Can I just go slow, Jeff? Turn to Genesis 2 and Genesis 3. And I want to show you. I got to tell you what death is before I can tell you how all this works. See, death, if death's like a corpse, then I've got to be resurrected. And then it would precede faith. But I'll show you in a little bit. Faith has a part in your regeneration. And you can't be regenerated without you placing faith. Don't get in a hurry. How many's okay? Lord, I'm going slow. How many got your Bibles open? Turn to Genesis 2. And verse number 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Adam, Eve, they're all yours. Except one. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely, what? Now I want to interpret that for you. Now I'm not smart, okay, Rich, I'm not. But to help y'all, there's a double negative there. There it is. Just take my word for it. Here's what he said. You are going to die immediately, spiritually. And you'll start the progression of dying physically. Hello? Y'all with me? Somebody help me now. Don't y'all down me. Now turn to Genesis chapter number 3. And let's look at the story. And I'll just start reading at verse 1. And I'll read down a few verses. And I want y'all to see this. Because I'm talking to you about what death is. Corpse? We're like a corpse? We can't hear from God? We can't talk to God? And nothing can affect us unless we're regenerated first. And then we can place faith. Okay? Y'all with me? Let's look at chapter 3. Y'all there? Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, this is the serpent speaking to the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it. Now, God didn't say that. Eve done went added to the word already. And there's a bunch that wants to change the Bible and change the words. And I want to be honest with you. It amazes me. Me and the Calvinists use the same words. We just use a different dictionary. You'll get that later. Amen anyhow. How many still with me? And the serpent said unto woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw, and by the way, this is a threefold temptation, saw lust of the eyes, that it was good for food, that was pleasant to the eyes, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, pride of life, she took of the fruit thereof, and she did eat. And she gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together. That's works religion. And made themselves aprons. Now notice this. Everybody there, how many's with me? Now, let's say I go over to the graveyard to where my dad's laying, and I read this verse to my dad. Read these verses to my dad. My dad will not hear one verse. Right? Look at verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. Wait a minute. He can't do that. He can't do that. No, he can't. No. No, he can't do that. If he did, how could he have heard the voice of God in the garden? Somebody help me preach. Well, these Calvinists are a bunch of deceivers. They're so deceived. They got so much deception about them. What'd you say? Yeah, okay. I ain't going to go that far. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. And the Lord God called unto Adam. And he said, Where art thou now? And he said, I heard you. Right? Right? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. And I was afraid because I was naked. And I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman, good Lord, it's her fault. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me. Hold me. Please tell me this. How many agree with me? They were communicating back and forth. Now, I'm going to make a big statement. I want all of you to hear it. When man fell into sin, the image of God was not destroyed, but the image of God was damaged. The image of God was effaced, but the image of God was not erased. And if you go to Romans, it tells that the whole world has been made known of God. You're not dead like a corpse. But the Calvinists say, and they build their whole, see, 5 points of Calvinists is like a house of cards. Anybody ever seen a house of cards? How many's ever played with a house of cards? How many's ever built a house of cards? Let me ask you something, Roger. What happens if you pull one card out? And I want y'all to know something. The very first point of their tulip doctrine, all you got to do is show that, yes, we're depraved, Chad, but we're not totally unable. And that pulls that card out. Because, see, if you don't have total inability, you don't have unconditional election. And if you don't have unconditional election, you don't have limited atonement. And if you don't have limited atonement, you don't have irresistible grace. And if you don't have irresistible grace, now listen to this. They don't believe in the preservation of the saint. They believe in the perseverance of the saint. I'm not holding on to be saved, ladies and gentlemen. He's holding on to me. And I'm kept by the power of God. I'm not persevering to be saved. I'm persevering because I am saved. Okay. I'm still going. Now, Chad, I must tell you, let's deal with how God draws people to himself. Right? See, some of those guys don't even believe in giving invitations. And really, they ought not, because what's the need? You're going to get saved anyway. I got a real problem with them. Because what are they going to do with original sin? God purposed original sin? Huh? Am I preaching? Do they believe that, Chad? God purposed the original sin. Holy moly. Then all the destruction in the world is God's fault then? We're sinners by nature and we're sinners by choice. Now, okay. Settle down, preacher. Oh, Turn to Revelation 22. Let's go there first. Because I got to show you how he draws us. And I'll take them one by one. And I may. 22:17. If you're there, say amen. Amen. All right. Hey, will y'all help me read? How many of y'all help me read? Raise your hand if y'all help me read. Got a Bible? Let's read verse 17 together. And the Spirit and the bride say, and let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is thirst come. And whosoever will, well, let me tell you what all three of those mean. The Holy Spirit is in your drawing. The bride, who is the church, has a part in saying, you come. And let him that heareth say, come. Well, you come because you heard. Right or wrong? Let's start with the first one. Here's where me and that crowd get off the boat, and I'm going to get off real quick with them. See, they won't believe you can believe. You can't believe until you're regenerated. The Bible says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. They don't believe that. You can't do that unless you're regenerated first. But I'm going to prove to you that the Word, the Spirit, all work together to bring out your regeneration. If I prove that to you, will you be all right? I'm glad you said yes. All right. Let's go. Let me give you. All right. Man, I got a lot of verses. I'm going slow, Rich. And if I don't get finished, is that okay, everybody? Is that all right? Because I know I'm not. It's 8:09. Go to James chapter 1. I'm going to show you something. Chad. I read this today, Chad, and it fascinated me. Then I'm going to take you to 1 Peter chapter 1 also and connect these two verses with you. Then I may go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, if I have time. All right. How many's with me? And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let he that heareth come. Well, you got to hear to come, right? Now, listen. Chad, I want to ask you a question. Look at verse 18, James 1. How many's there? Of his own will, God's will, beget. Now hold me, Chad. What's that word beget mean? I can't hear you. Birthed. Birthed. Born. Of his own will, beget he us. With? Hey, Glenn, what's that say? With the word of truth. That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creation. Now, this is. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Now, stay with me. Look at the next verse. Boy, I'm going somewhere. For the wrath of God worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with me. Oh, you repent. That's what that means. Hello. And receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to what? So, say, am I doing any harm here? The Word of God has a part in my new birth. Amen. Right, Craig? Okay, hold it. If that don't convince you enough, turn to 1 Peter chapter number 1. And verse number 23. Oh, I got 4 minutes. Verse 23. If you're there, say amen. Now, we're talking about this new birth thing. Now, how we get that word in us and beget us? By receiving it. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but by incorruptible seed, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Well, they say you can't receive the word of God and you can't receive Christ until you're born again. But I say that the word, along with the Spirit, and along with the church calling, and you trusting it, will, the moment you trust it, you'll be regenerated.
Amen. Amen.
All right? Let me give you one more. This is a good one. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Oh, man. I'm having a problem. Hebrews chapter number 4. And let's see where I want to be. And verse number 12. Now, Chad, what does it take to get us quickened? They say we got to be quickened. Well, here's what it said. Look at verse 12. For the word of God is what? Quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. When the word of God's preached and you receive it with meekness, what it does, and it engrafts, Holy Spirit implants it. It engrafts. And there is a separation that happens the moment of faith. The spirit that was dead, that fell down to the level of the soul, is resurrected. The moment of salvation. Now, Chad, I got to hurry. I'm gonna give you one more verse. But hold on a minute, they say, here's what they say. That crowd says, well, faith, you can't place faith because faith will work. If you place faith, you're doing something. And you can't do anything. If I prove to you that faith's not a work, will you believe it? Will you believe it? And by the way, faith is Chad. Faith's not a gift. Salvation's a gift. Faith cometh by hearing. Now, turn to Romans. One more verse. I'm done. I'm going back to this next week. I didn't do it justice. Turn to Romans 4. If you're there, say amen. And look at verse 4. How many's there? Say amen. Amen. Now, to him that worketh is his reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Listen to this. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what you get when you get born again? You get a new nature. A divine nature. You get the righteousness of God, which is produced by faith. How many, is that all right? Well, that's pretty. I'm not finished. But bow your head with me. How many here tonight, you say, Preacher Smith, I come to church tonight. I'm not saved. But I heard enough tonight to realize I'm a sinner. And realize if I trust Christ, he'll save me. I wonder how many of you know you're saved for sure. Raise your hand. Raise them up high. Thank you. If you're not sure, would you just sip it up right now and say, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved. Sip it up. Anybody? I think everybody's saved. Father, thank you for the word of God. Lord, we'll just have a verse here and a song just before we dismiss. But help, Lord, folks receive the word of God with meekness and repentance. And I know what happens. We're born again. Thank you. thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand.